Doesn't everyone remember what it felt like right after the last day of school was finished? Got your report card, got onto the bus, you're free for the summer. You got a good report card, man, you're bouncing up and down in the back of the bus there, singing with your friends. That is it. Freedom, total freedom. Cheirus, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're supposed to feel like right after Pesach, right? Spontaneous. Freedom. That's it. We're good to go. That's what we think. Then you think again. Sfiras HaOmer. You take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, how do we feel the day after Pesach when we start to count the Omer? Ke'eved yishaf tzeil. You're like a slave, still a slave, who's waiting for the shadows. He's waiting for the day to be over. He's still enslaved. You take a look at the Ramban in Parshas Emor. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, very, very deep Ramban, but on the most simple of levels, he says that the days of Sfira Sa'imer, Hayomim Asfurim Bein Tayim, Kecheilei Shalmayed Bein Arishin Vashmini B'chag. The days of Sfira Sa'imer are like a Chol HaMoed. And what's a Chol HaMoed? So the Ramban himself says in a tshuva, he says the Chol HaMoed, it's a Moed because it's an ice, it's the same sign as the Yomtiv itself. We're reliving, we're signifying the same thing. And it's Chol because in terms of Malacha, so it's much lighter, Davar HaAvod is Mutter, other things are Mutter. But we're doing the same thing during the Sfira as we were doing when we were celebrating Cheirus. So apparently the Cheirus is not complete yet. The Cheirus started on Pesach, and it takes 49 days until we're totally free. But how does that work? Freedom is spontaneous. School is over. We're finished. So what's the build towards? What are we building towards for 49 days? The truth of the matter is that you think about it, we're all slaves. Some of us are slaves to our comforts. We need to live a certain lifestyle. I need my cup of coffee in the morning or my day just can't start. Some of us are slaves to social approval. I need to have my cheering squad, my fan club, otherwise, you know, I can't make it. I need a certain amount of sleep, otherwise I'm not going to function. We need all kinds of things. We're slaves to them. True cheirus means that I'm absolutely independent. There's nothing that I really need. I don't need a certain amount of comfort. I don't need a certain amount of approval. I don't need a certain amount of sleep. I mean, unless, you know, I just conk out. That's what cheirus really is all about. And that's something that you can't do in one day. That's something actually that it takes more than 49 days to build towards. It takes a lifetime. So we start on Pesach. On Pesach we get rid of Paroi. We get rid of this nasty guy who's just subordinating us and saying that you can't live your life in a productive way at all. But inside of all of us, there are subtle and sublime little paras who tell us, you know, no, it's not comfortable enough. It's not good enough. You're not going to be able to function. Hopefully, after 49 days of trying to get rid of all the things that we really need, so then we're prepared for Kabbalah Satira to just read from the script and to go on and to live a totally productive way, a totally productive lifestyle. The Ner Michal Alumni Association of Yeshivas Teres Moshe is proud to present the next in our series of audios on the Yomim Tovim called Countdown, or Count Up, to Matan Torah. We hope that the shiurim on this audio will help us all go Michael El Chayil as we approach Zman Matan Torah Seinu together.